singers in leading us.
我们今天有一些新的事情，像是我们今天 第一次请高中生来带我们敬拜。
New translator.
有一个新的翻译的人。
So let's encourage them.
让我们来鼓励他们。
Yeah. Okay. I hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving.
我希望大家都有一个很好的感恩节。
And you may think that today I'm going to talk about giving thanks.
那你可能会以为我今天可能要跟你们分享的是关于感恩的事情。
And I am a little bit.
我其实有一点点要讲这个。
If you remember several years ago, I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, I did talk about different ways to give thanks on this weekend.
如果你们还记得的话，我大概三四年前也是在感恩节的主日，我讲了关于感恩的事情。
And if you remember what I said back then, I'm very impressed.
如果你还记得的话，那我非常的觉得你们很厉害。
Because even I didn't remember, I had to look back.
因为甚至我都不记得，我还要回去找一下。
Yeah, so I will not just recycle that sermon. I'm going to talk about giving thanks kind of in a different way.
所以我今天不会回收再利用我上次的讲到内容，我会用一个新的角度来讲感恩节。
So I will talk about the importance of it, but we're actually going to look at an example of people who were bad at giving thanks.
我们还是要讲关于感恩的事情，但是我们今天是从另外一个角度，是要给你们举一个非常不好的例子。
So today we will look at Exodus 16. That's the passage for today.
今天我们要来读的经文是出埃及记第16章。
Before we look into that, let's pray first. Please bow your heads.
在我们要开始读之前，我们先来有一点祷告，请低头。
Dear Lord, thank you for this time to be together.
亲爱的耶稣，谢谢你让我们今天可以一起相聚。
Lord, thank you that we have the chance to look into your word.
主，谢谢你给我们这样的机会，我们可以一起来读你的话语。
Lord, we know that your spirit is here, and we pray that your spirit would open our hearts and open our eyes and our minds.
主，我们知道你今天的灵与我们同在，求你的灵来开我们的心眼，主，开我们的头脑。
Lord, let us see you in a new way and understand your truth.
使我们用一个新的角度，主，来更多的认识你，来更多的认识真理。
Please bless the translation and bless the congregation as they listen.
主啊，求你祝福翻译的，也祝福听的。Pray
all this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Okay,
so if you look at Exodus, I think everyone is very familiar with this book.
我想你们应该都对出埃及记非常的熟悉。What
do you think about when you think of Exodus?
当我提到出埃及记的时候，你们想到的是什么？
Probably you remember the Ten Commandments.
你们可能记得的是 十诫。
It's very important when given to Moses by God on a mountain.
这个十诫是非常重要的，是在神在山上给摩西的。
Or you think about the Ten Plagues against Egypt and Pharaoh.
或是你可能想到在埃及的时候，神降的那十个灾，降给法老的十个灾。
Or you think about the Exodus itself when they left and crossed the Red Sea.
或是你想到的可能就是出埃及记，就是那个以色列人出埃及过红海的时候。
Perhaps you've seen movies such as Prince of Egypt or Ten Commandments.
可能你也看过电影，像是埃及王子或是十诫的电影。
And those pictures are in your mind.
那你可能头脑就浮现那些画面。
But today we're going to look at chapter 16, which I don't think is highlighted in any movie.
今天但是我们要看的是出埃及记16章，我不觉得这个是一篇
I don't think it's in any movie, but it's very important.
虽然这可能不会在任何的电影出现，但是非常重要的。
And it describes a part of their journey, the Israelites, their journey when they were kind of in the middle of nowhere.
那这一段其实在叙述的就是以色列人在旷野中的一段，当他们在一个什么都没有的地方的时候。
And in a moment we'll read it, you'll see that the people were, I'm guessing, very bored and tired. And hungry, and unhappy. That's what we'll get into.
那我们等一下在读的时候，你可能也会发现，这些以色列人在旷野的时候，他们很厌烦了，他们很累，然后也很渴，也很饿，然后在抱怨。And
that is why I enjoy the Bible, and I think it's very important.
这大概也是为什么我非常喜欢读圣经，我也觉得读圣经是有趣的事，然后也是很重要的事。Because
as you can see in Exodus, just like you said, there are very interesting and miraculous things and wonderful things, but at the same time, there are very common everyday things that we can easily relate to.
因为圣经上充满了很多惊奇的故事，但是也充满了我们日常生活当中会遇到的事情。
So let's look at Exodus 16. And we're going to do something a little bit different this morning. Instead of us reading it and just reading it, it's a very long passage. Instead of just reading it for 10 minutes, what I want you to do is, you have two options. One, you can read it on your own. Or two, just turn to your neighbor or turn behind you, someone who has a Bible, and you can read along with them, either silently or you can read out loud. You can read out loud in English or Chinese.
今天我们早晨要做一点不一样的事情，我们有要让我们大家一起这样子读。那我想请你们拿出你们的圣经，你们可以彼此对读，或者是你们静读，或者是怎么读都可以，就是你们自己读。Okay,
and if you don't, have a Bible today, then definitely turn to someone who does, or please read aloud to someone who does not have one. So let's do that for 5 minutes, because it's very long. Let's do that for 5 minutes, in English or Chinese, on your own, and then we'll move on.
好，让我们花五分钟的时间来读，不管是中文、英文。那你没有圣经的话，请你找一个有圣经的人跟他一起读。
Okay, so go ahead, Exodus 16. Go.
所以就读, 出埃及第16章。
Okay, 1 more minute.
Okay, 再1分钟的时间。
Okay. Okay, that's good.
Oh, 好了吗?
I hope you enjoyed that activity. If you're not finished, that's okay, but I definitely encourage you to, as always, look at the passage again on your own sometime this week or perhaps later today, tonight.
如果你还没有读完的话，那也没关系，但是我希望你有时间的时候，这个礼拜，或是这个周末，或是晚上，你可以再把这一篇
Okay, so as I said before, we're looking at a group of people, these Israelites, who were not very thankful, as you just read.
就像我刚刚讲的，你们刚读了这一篇这一章书，你们发现以色列人他们是一群不太懂得感恩的一群百姓。
In fact, there's this word grumble or grumbling. This word, this term, is used 7 times in this short section. If you include chapter 16
and 15, 16, and 17. It's used 7 times.
Right, they use the word grumble or grumbling. Sometimes in different translations, it's translated as complained or complaining.
就是发怨言,有些地方是用抱怨或是埋怨。
So it does not mention them giving thanks, it mentions them complaining.
这里没有提到他们抱着一个感恩的心，反而是说他们埋怨，他们发怨言。
Well, what is grumbling?
什么是发怨言？什么是埋怨呢？
I really like that word because complaining, I think, is a little bit more formal. The word complain.
我很喜欢发怨言这个词，但是其实另外有一个词就是埋怨，是比较正式的用法。For
example, you want to go to court against the city and you file a complaint, very formal.
像是你要去法院告一个人的时候，你提出上诉。 Okay.
But grumbling is kind of just like.
但是发怨言就像是刚刚麦克这样的那个。
It's more informal and it's in your attitude. You're kind of just. Oh, come on.
这个是比较不正式的，就发怨言，就像好像你在抱怨一样。
And I want you to think about when's the last time you grumbled against something or grumbled about something.
我想让你想一想，上一次你埋怨、你发怨言的时候是什么时候？
It might have been. This morning, it might have been a few minutes ago.
可能是刚前面几分钟前，或是今天早上的时候。
Okay, and I can think for myself many examples, but I'm sure there are many examples here. Maybe about a coworker, a parent, a teacher, your spouse.
我想我也有一些发怨言的例子，但是我想我们可能有些时候会抱怨我们的同事，抱怨我们的父母，抱怨我们的老师，抱怨我们的配偶。
In the workplace, there definitely is a lot of grumbling.
在工作的地方一定有很多的发怨言的时候，很多埋怨的时候。
And for myself, it's no different. My workplace is a school, because many of you know I'm a teacher.
对我来说，其实也不例外，因为我是一个老师，我在学校有些时候，有很多时候。
And of course,
会抱怨。
Sorry, the students grumble all the time.
那学生，我的学生，他们常常在抱怨。
Homework.
他们对太多功课，他们也抱怨。
Wake up early.
太早起，他们也抱怨。
Of course, but of course the teachers complain also, the teachers grumble also.
不只是学生抱怨，我们老师其实也抱怨。
Okay, and I have a lot of brothers and sisters here who are teachers, like Gerald, and we grumble, we don't get paid.
我们这里也有一些老师，像是Gerald，我们老师常常也是抱怨，例如说，哦，都没有付我们薪水。Only
3 months vacation.
只有三个月的假期也抱怨。
You know, or we complain about the kids. Like, that student's so dumb.
或是我们抱怨学生太笨了。And
if you look at this passage, I think it's easy to relate to that. These Israelites were just like that.
那当我们读这一篇信息的时候，你其实我们可以觉得很感同身受，因为以色列人就像这样抱怨的人一样。In
fact, I did a little word search, and the word thankfulness or gratefulness does not appear until Leviticus. Doesn't appear anywhere until Leviticus.
我特别查了一下，我发现感恩这个字，或是抱着一个感恩的心这个词，大概都没有出现，一直到立位记的时候才出现。Now
let's see, why were they grumbling? Why were they complaining?
那我们来看一看，为什么这群以色列百姓要抱怨，要发怨言？
Well, it should be very obvious. They were in the wilderness. They were in, which is like a desert. And certainly they had needs. They were hungry, probably tired.
It's
very hot there, things like that. So I definitely understand their physical needs.
然后在沙漠在旷野里就是很热，然后他们也很渴。那我当然很能够体会他们这样子又饿又渴的心。
But if you look at verse 3, they wish that they were dead.
但是当我们看到第三节的时候, 他们竟然希望他们还不如在埃及饿死算了。
Oh, we should have just died in Egypt, right, exactly.
我们还不如在埃及饿死算了。So,
like, was it really that bad that they wish they were dead?
他们希望他们不如死在埃及，难道这个情况真的这么糟糕吗？
Have you ever wished you were dead?
你有没有想过还不如死算了？
I hope not.
我希望没有。
But I've heard people say it before.
但是我有听过人家这样子说。
Oh, this is terrible, I wish I were dead.
哦，这个太麻烦了，我还不如希望我早点死算了。
You shouldn't ever say that, so don't ever say that.
哦，你不应该说这个。
But if you've said it, I can relate to that, and so can they here.
但是如果你已经说过这样的话，我能够体会你的感受，那以色列人也能够很体会你的感受。Now
think about what they've just witnessed, the Israelites, here in Exodus. Think about what they have just witnessed before.
你们想想看，在读这个十六章之前，他们以色列百姓才刚刚经历过，才目睹到什么事情？
They were saved from Pharaoh.
神从埃及王的手中把他们救出来。
They crossed the Red Sea in this amazing miracle.
神让他们过红海，这是非常一个大的奇迹。
They witnessed the 10 plagues and the amazing Passover.
他们过了逾越节，然后目睹神怎么样保守他们，然后， 神降下那十个灾。
Every day they're guided by either a cloud or a pillar of fire, and they can see it right in front of them.
然后神就用白天用云柱，晚上用火柱的带领他们，他们都可以看得见。
So shouldn't it be very obvious to them that God is there?
所以难道对他们来说不明显吗？ 神与他们同在的事实难道不明显吗？
Well, they witness these amazing things. Won't God continue to help them?
他们都已经看到神与他们同在这么大的确据这些神迹，难道神不继续帮助他们吗？
But they were still complaining.
但他们还是在发怨言。
And why?
为什么呢？
I think it's because something that we always have, that they also have, that's their lack of faith.
那我想他们这些发怨言的根本的原因就是他们对神缺乏信心。
And oftentimes for us and for non-believers, it's the lack of faith and not the lack of evidence that makes us not believe.
很多时候，不管是非基督徒来讲，或是基督徒来讲，很多时候我们不信靠神，不是因为我们没有看见神同在的确据，而是因为我们缺乏信心。
It's recorded in the Bible, but also sometimes when you're just talking with friends, maybe they'll say like, oh, if God appeared here, then I would believe. If God just did this right in front of me, then I would believe.
很多时候我们可能听到，或是我们可能也说过，就是说，哦，如果神今天出现在我的面前，或神做了这个事情，那我就相信神同在。
But what I found is that not the evidence, but the faith is what's most important for belief.
但是我发现其实不是神同在的这个证据，让使我们不相信，反倒是我们对神没有信心，让我们不能相信。
If you lack faith, miracles could happen right in front of you, and you still would not believe.
如果你没有信心的话，就算一个神迹在你的面前发生，你就看着它，你也不觉得是真的，你也不相信。
And we see that every day, we see that in the Bible, and we see that right here in this chapter.
我们每天都看到，我们在圣经上也读到，特别是我们今天读到的这一篇第十六章也读到。
Another reason we complain is because we were used to a routine.
另外一个原因我们为什么会发怨言呢？是因为我们已经习惯了我们旧有的生活方式。
These Israelites, they were in Egypt and they were slaves.
这些以色列百姓他们在埃及的时候他们是奴隶。
That's a terrible thing to be in slavery.
你被奴隶，你做人家的奴隶是非常不好的一件事情。
Yeah, they were killed and abused and things like that.
他们被虐待，他们可能被杀。
But they were used to that. That was their routine.
但是他们已经习惯当奴隶了，因为那是他们以前生活的方式。
So they probably woke up, did this thing, then went to work, got hit a few times, came back, whatever. But it was terrible, but they were used to that, and they wanted that.
这是很夸张的事情，但他们可能已经习惯了，他们早上一早起来，然后去工作，然后可能挨打，然后又回来，然后又回家。
But that was not God's plan for them.
但这其实不是神对他们的心意。
God's plan was to deliver them into the promised land, out of Egypt into the promised land, Canaan.
神其实对他们的心意是要把他们救出，从埃及里面救出来，然后带他们进迦南美地。
That is actually what is better. That was what was the best plan for them.
这其实才是神对他们最美的心意，就是要带他们出埃及，然后进迦南美地。
But so often we like to go back to the old stuff. Just, oh, I know it was terrible, but I was used to that. Let's just do what's terrible.
但是很多时候我们就会想说哦没有关系我们已经习惯了这个生活方式那我们就待在这好了我们就不要进家神要给我们进去那个美丽的地方。
And I think that's how the Israelites felt.
我想这就是以色列人他们现在的感受。
But God calls them and God calls us to something better.
但是神呼召我们出来是要到一个更好更美的地方去。
The Bible talks about how when we accept Christ as Christians, we are something new. Don't go back to the old self.
像我们被呼召从黑暗入光明变成神的孩子的时候神其实是呼召我们到一个更美更好的地方
Now when reading this, it's easy personally It's easy to think that, oh, I would never complain
当你在读这个的时候你可能会说哎呦这个事情我一定不会这样做我一定不会像以色列人这样子发怨言的
Right, I like to think that I'd be in the front like, yeah, desert, ooh, let's go
我觉得想象说我自己应该是站在第一个说好那我们就去旷野吧我们就离开埃及到旷野
Okay, but they were there for many years. And I think that if I want to speak truthfully, I think that I would probably have complained also.
他们不是在埃及待，他们不是在旷野待一点点时间，是待了好几年，四十年之久。所以如果是我的话，我想我在当中也是会抱怨，也是会发怨言的。
So here, they're complaining about food, lack of food.
现在他们在我们刚读的这边告诉我们他们在埋怨他们没有食物。
And certainly, again, that's an important thing in life to have food, definitely.
食物当然也是很重要的事情，因为每天我们都要吃东西。
And I think I would have complained about food because I complain about the food all the time.
那我想，如果我是他们当中的话，我一定也会抱怨没有食物的，因为我常常都对食物抱怨。
In fact, I confess, sometimes I complain about the food here.
我向大家承认，我有时候也会抱怨在教会吃的中餐。
Where's the meat?
肉在哪里？
Too much vegetable.
太多蔬菜了。
I want the spicy one.
我要辣的。
So I like to think that, oh, I'm better, I would not complain, but when reality sets in, I probably would have complained just as much, if not more, than these Israelites.
我其实很想讲说我是一个不抱怨的人，但其实我就跟以色列人差不多，或是比他们还要差劲，因为我常常也抱怨。
Over the summer, I read a book called Mere Christianity by someone called C.S. Lewis.
我在暑假的时候，我读了 C.S. 路易斯的一本书，叫做《返璞归真》。
A very famous Christian author from the 1930s and 40s in England.
这个是一个在1920年、1930年的一个很有名的一个基督徒作者写的，从英国写。
And he talks about a lot of things, and the one thing he talks about is the worst sin, and he said that's pride.
他在书里面提到了最糟糕的其中最糟糕的罪就是骄傲的罪
Because what happens is that we always want to be better than the next person and we always want more and more and more and we're never satisfied with just what we have
就是我们常常喜欢跟别人做比较我们喜欢比别人好比隔壁的人好然后我们好还要更好然后我们要有更多的东西
And I think that's what happens here when we complain is that we alwaysSay, oh God, I want more and more. What you gave me is not enough. Oh, come on. I want more and more and more because look, that person has and that person, I want more.
那因为我们这样一直做比较，我们一直觉得我们好像永远都没有够，那我们就一直跟神抱怨，说我们为什么都没有那个人有的东西。
And also what's dangerous about pride is that the more you have it, the less you will admit that you have it.
那骄傲其中一个很大的事情就是我们即使有了更多，我们还是觉得我们有了很少。
So I think that's one of the firstimportant things for today is to admit that it's because of our own pride and our own sin, that we always complain.
那我们今天要承认的一个事情就是说，因为我们的骄傲，因为我们这个里面有罪的缘故，所以我们常常喜欢抱怨，喜欢发怨言。
And the first step to learning to be more thankful and to be more grateful is that God would change us and take away our pride.
那第一件要做的事情其实就是说我们要求神来到我们的里面把我们的骄傲拿走
Okay, so far we've said it's in our nature to complain We always complain
所以第一件事就是说我们因为是人我们有罪性所以我们常常就抱怨
And the second thing is probably because of the lack of our faith And we need to pray to God to increase our faith
那第二个就是说因为我们可能就缺乏信心所以求神加添我们的信心
Alright, but here's some of the good news And that is that even though we are ungrateful, God will always provide for us.
现在有个好消息要告诉你们，就是说，虽然我们常常有一个，常常没有一个感恩的心，但是神还是丰丰富富的供应我们。
Even when we don't thank Him, God will provide us not just enough, but abundantly.
虽然我们抱怨神，但是神还是为我们预备了丰丰富富，不只是一点点。
So let's look at the passage. What did God do?
让我们来读刚刚的一些经文，看看神为他们做了什么事。
Well, first, let's think, if I were God, and good thing I'm not, but if I were God, what would I do?
那我们现在想一想，我是想，如果我是上帝的话，那我不是，但是如果我是的话，我会做什么呢？
Well, it's very simple. You can just look at me in the classroom and see how I treat the students.
其实非常简单，你们大概来看看我上课怎么教学生，怎么对待学生。
So they start grumbling, homework.
所以当学生在抱怨说：“哦，功课这么多。”
Fine, more homework now.
好，你觉得功课很少很多吗？那我再给你更多。
Oh, why is it due Wednesday?
哦，为什么这个功课要礼拜三交啊？
Fine, it's due Tuesday now.
哦，你既然说为什么礼拜三交，那你礼拜二交好了。
Right. I'm calling your parents.
不然我就打电话给你的父母。
So if I were God, I probably would have killed them.
如果我是神的话，我大概就直接击杀了这个以色列百姓。
Right, verse 3. Oh, we wish we had died. Fine, bah.
就像第三节。圣经上说，哦，那我们还不如死了算了。那如果我是上帝，我就说，那你们就死吧。
Okay, but praise be to God that He is merciful.
但是感谢赞美主，我们的神是有慈爱的神。
And not like us, we are just, but God is merciful and forgiving and providing.
感谢赞美主，神不像我们一样，神是永远都是供应我们的神。
All right, so the first thing that happened, verse 13, the quail came.
所以第一件事发生就是第十三节，鹌鹑就飞来了。
And I would have thought that that was enough.
我就想说，这个鹌鹑应该就对这以色列百姓来讲就够了。
But he provided even more.
但是神预备了比他们想的还更多。
With the manna.
神给他们玛拿。
Now what is manna?
什么是玛拿呢？
In fact, if you have a Bible on the bottom, it says manna, or a little note, it says manna comes from a word that sounds like what, or what is it?
如果你们当中有些圣经下面有一些解释的，他说玛拿其实就是什么，或是这是什么。
As a science teacher, I like to try to analyze everything. I tried to figure out what is manna.
身为一个物理老师，我常常就会想说要分析这个玛拿到底是什么。
Right, so as you were reading, there was some description of what it was and how it got there also.
所以当你们仔细的读的时候，它有一些叙述，关于玛拿的叙述。
First of all, it's not like what we use it like, just in today's society. The word manna is sometimes used. It's not like that.
这其实不是我们平常用的玛拿这个词。
For example, there's a restaurant up the street in Hackensack called White Manna.
像我们在 Hackensack 有一个小汉堡的地方叫做 White Manna.
Right, and it sells hamburgers.
是卖汉堡的地方。
That's not manna.
那个不是玛拿。
Okay, manna is not hamburgers.
玛拿不是汉堡。
Now, if you read it, it says the color was like coriander seed.
它圣经上讲说这个玛拿长得像盐碎的。
Coriander is like shang cai, or like the parsley that we use sometimes, the green stuff.
盐碎就像香菜一样。
And it was the seed. It looked like the seed. It was like the whitish, yellowish color.
他说玛拿就长得像盐碎，就是香菜的那个籽一样。
But it wasn't the seed itself.
但是不是那个籽的自己。
Later, if you read Numbers, later, it describes it as something like bdellium, which is, it's like a goo, a sap that comes from a tree. It's like something that flows from a tree. You don't have to say bdellium, but just...
Okay,
yeah.
你读到, is it Numbers?
In Numbers,
你读到民数记的时候，它有另外的叙述，就是说它像是树上面流出来一种东西一样。
Like a sticky substance, yeah.
像是一个黏黏的东西。
Okay, but it says here that they didn't have to gather from trees. It was just everywhere.
但是这里说到说神让那些玛拿降下来不是, 不是他们要从树上自己去拿的。
And it said that if you kept it too long, it would, like, bugs, it would rot and there would be maggots and stuff.
那圣经上这里说，如果你把玛拿放太久的话，它就会生虫，就会腐败。
So I thought, oh, maybe at night insects came and laid a lot of like their eggs, and that's what they were eating, insect eggs.
所以我就在想说，哦，那可能是晚上虫，就是很多虫跑出来的时候，虫下的蛋。
Which would be kind of gross, but.
那如果是这样的话，就有点恶心。
But it said it tasted sweet, like honey wafers.
但这里又讲说。玛拿吃起来像掺了蜜的饼一样。
Right, and I'm pretty sure insects don't taste sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's probably not that. It was not a fungus. It was not whatever.
All
right, and it's very interesting. It comes with the dew. So in the morning when they woke up, there was a dew or a frost, and that's how the manna got there.
这里很有趣, 他说玛拿是早上跟露水一起出来的, 然后长得像霜一样。
And you could bake it, you could boil it.
然后你可以烘烤它, 然后你可以煮它。
And it came every day, 6 days a week, not on the Sabbath, but other than that, it came every day for 40 years.
然后每天早上, 第一天到第六天的每天早上都有玛拿, 但第七天安息日就没有。
All right, amazing.
真的很惊讶,
a miracle.
真的很像神奇一样。
So with quail, you might think, oh, some birds just flew in, big deal.
我们讲到鹌鹑的时候，你可能会想说，哦，这些鸟只是迁移，然后刚好下来。
Okay, but for this manna, undeniable, it's God's provision, an amazing miracle from God.
但是我们看到玛拿，我们就会知道，这真的是神的作为，这真的是神从天上降下来给他们吃的。
And God provided it abundantly, as you saw. Small families were satisfied, big families were satisfied. You could take as much as you needed. For that, if you took too much, that would be bad. But everybody was satisfied abundantly.
但是我们看到这里说，神给他们的不是一点点，不管是你的家庭小还是大，不管你吃多少，神都会供应你满满足足的。
So even when we are ungrateful, as these Israelites were, God provides for us abundantly.
即使我们有些时候像以色列人一样这样的发怨言，但是神还是给我们丰丰富富的供应。
Now as Christians, we are called to be grateful.
身为基督徒，我们神是呼召我们出来，是要来有一个对他感恩的心。
We are called to be thankful.
我们呼召出来是要有感恩的心。
And if you look in the New Testament, definitely the word thanks or being grateful is used many times.
那当你看到这个新约的时候，你会发现感恩这个事情，或是献上感谢，这个常常出现在新约里面。
And it tells us not to complain and not grumble.
然后他告诉我们说，叫我们不要抱怨。
For example, let me highlight two verses.
那我就举两个例子。
The first is Philippians 2:14.
第一个是腓立比书第二章十四节。
Philippians 2:14.
第二章十四节。
Oh, sorry. Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
Do everything that we do without grumbling or arguing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言，不要起争论。
The next is 1 Peter 4:9.
第二个经文是彼得前书第四章第九节。
Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
这里说你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
That's what we're called to do as Christians.
这就是神要我们做的事，这是神的心意。
In everything that we do, loving one another without grumbling.
神的心意是要我们 来彼此相爱，然后互相款待，不发怨言。
And as with most messages in the Bible, it's very simple, but very difficult, definitely.
就像我们看到其他圣经上的经节一样，这看起来很简单，但是要行起来不容易。
As I said before, I can think about times when I've grumbled against my own family members, my own friends, people here at church.
就是拿我自己当例子，我有些时候会抱怨一些家人，抱怨一些教会的朋友。
But it should be a goal in the Christian life to grumble less and be thankful more.
但是我们应该要给自己设立一个目标，就是我们要少抱怨，要多感恩。
God provides abundantly, and if you look at the story, He continues to provide throughout the chapter, throughout the journey, throughout the whole Bible.
我们继续来看以色列的行程，或者你继续看圣经的时候，你会发现，即使我们抱怨的时候，神依然丰丰富富的供应我们。
And of course, that extends to now. In our lives today, God continues to provide for us.
即使到了今天，现在这个时候，神都一直为我们预备丰丰富富的。
And it's amazing. Again, the Bible just describes the reality of things. The Israelites, after this, continued still to complain.
但是很让我惊讶的是，这以色列人得到了这些神给他们供应的之后，他们仍然继续的抱怨。Later,
they complain about no water.
他们接着就抱怨没有水喝。
And of course, God provided for them.
那当然，神也就给他们水喝。They
complained later about having to fight the people to conquer the land.
他们接下来又抱怨，他们要进的那个地，他们需要打一些，他们需要征战。
Right? Do you remember that? Oh, they're so tall and big, and we're small, and let's just go back and die in Egypt.
你们记得吗？他们 又开始在抱怨说，哦，他们这么高又这么大，那我们这么弱小，那我们还不如死在埃及算了。
But God provided for them.
但是神还是为他们预备。
And it's amazing. You look at the end of this chapter that we read. They were commanded to take a jar and keep some of the manna and put it in the ark. That's one of the things in the ark.
那在看到16章尾的时候，你们看到神对他们说，神叫他们拿一个罐子。盛满了玛拿，然后存在耶和华的面前，留到世世代代，放在法柜前面存留。
And the purpose was so that they would remember God's provision in this amazing miracle.
那神要他们这样做，就是要他们能够记得神与他们同在的确据，神给他们这个神迹。
But of course they forgot and kept complaining.
但即使他们有了这个东西，他们还是常常忘记，还是在抱怨。
But I encourage you when you're in that.Feeling or mood to complain, to remember just like this, to remember what God has done for you.
那我想要鼓励你们的是，当你们抱怨的时候，那你们就想一想，像这些人，把玛拿存起来，让他们以后思想一样，就常常想一想，我们生命当中神为我们做了哪一些事，我们可以值得感恩的。
Now, as I said before, God's provision even extends to now, today.
就像我之前讲的，神的供应不只是在以前对以色列人的供应，他们神现在也供应我们。
And the most amazing provision, the most important and ultimate thing that God gave us is His own Son.
那这个神在给我们这么多供应的当中，一个最重要的、最宝贝的，就是神自己的孩子。
Sacrificing Jesus Christ on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的宝血死了。
Now let's think about why that happened.Let's think about why he did that.
我们想一想，为什么神要这样子做？
Any good reason?
有什么好的原因吗？
Is it because we were grateful?
是因为我们是一群感恩的人吗？
Is it because we were worthy and very thankful?
神这样做是因为我们是一群值得他这样做的人吗？
No, of course not.
当然不是。
We are sinful, faithless, ungrateful people, just like these Israelites here.
我们都是罪人，我们常常也失信，我们就像以色列人这样子。
But even though we're like that, God gave us this amazing provision, His own Son.
但即使我们常常这样子，有这样罪性的在我们的里面，但是神还是为我们预备。
I'd like to highlight one more passage in the New Testament.
我想要再跟大家分享一节经文。
That's Romans chapter 5. I'll highlight verse 8, but really it's the entire chapter. Romans chapter 5, verse 8.
其实就是罗马书第五章，但是我只想跟你们分享第五章第八节。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Okay, so it doesn't say...Because we were thankful, Christ died for us.
这里没有说，因为我们懂得感恩，所以神让耶稣基督为我们死。
It doesn't say because we earned it, Christ died for us.
这里没有说，因为我们配得，所以基督为我们死。
It says while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
这里讲到的是，只有耶稣基督他还在我们还做罪人的时候就已经为我们死了。
That is the amazing gospel message.
这个就是很震撼人心的福音信息。
That God miraculously gives us these things, even when we are sinners and not deserving, including His only Son.
就在我们还是罪人的时候，还不认识神的时候，神就已经很奇妙的，他就让耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上来拯救我们。
And later, if you read, something you can read on your own. If you read the rest of Romans 5, it talks about this being a gift.And a provision.
如果你有时间你自己读罗马书第五章的时候，它里面说，神把耶稣基督给我们，就像礼物一样，是白白的给我们。
So just like the Israelites, they complained, and God could have, and maybe should have, destroyed them, but He provided for them this food, this amazing food, manna.
就像以色列人在这边一样，神没有因为他们这样抱怨，觉得他们是很厌烦的一群百姓，神就击杀他们，神反而是为他们预备了玛拿。
So that they could go out of Egypt and the old place to what was much better, the promised land, God's plan.
所以他们就可以从埃及那个他们以前住的旧的地方出来，然后到了一个新地方，就是神为他们预备的迦南美地。
And the same goes for us.
那也对，同样对我们来说，这也是通用的。
God could and probably should destroy us.
那我们常常抱怨的时候，神其实也可以就把我们
But he provided for us this amazing gift of his own son so that we could go from the old place of sin to the new life as his daughter or son.
但是因为神的恩典神的慈爱所以他让我们从我们以前旧的地方里出来一些不好的地方出来让我们进去他的国度里面变成他的孩子。
So I want to leave you with just a few questions to ask yourself.
所以我现在想给大家一些问题让你们自己思考一下。
First, just think about what you complain or grumble against or about daily.
第一个就是想要你们想一想你们每一天都为什么样的事情抱怨。
That should be pretty easy.
这可能是很简单的事情。
But of course, first you have to look past yourself, you have to look past your pride and realize that you do have this grumbling.
但是你要了解是因为你自己里面的骄傲所以你里面有这样的抱怨。
Okay, next, think about how has the Lord provided for me even though I grumble?
那第二个我要你们思想的就是说你即使抱怨的时候神怎么样的还是来供应你。
Or you could think of it this way, I can rephrase it. Do I still grumble even though God has provided for me?
或许你也可以从另外一个方式来想这个问题就是即使我抱怨的
Do I still grumble even though God has provided for me?
是不是即使我抱怨了神还是丰丰富富的供应我?
And if you're having trouble with that, perhaps first ask God to just clear your mind and help you see your own lack of faith or pride perhaps in your own life.
那如果还是这样的话呢,就请你自己祷告神,求神光照你,看你里面是不是信心不够,还是你对神没有这样的信心。
And then,
或是骄傲。
Two more things. Here's a goal for you, being Thanksgiving. Here's a goal for the week, or maybe the whole year.
我想要给你们这个礼拜有一个目标，或者是整年的目标。
Be thankful or thank God directly for one thing, something new that you've never thanked God before.
我想要你们思想一下，在你们生命当中的一件事，是你们从来没有为神，没有跟神感恩过的。
It can be anything. Be something big or small, can be something tangible, something physical, or something like your salvation.
可能是你可能感恩的事情，可能是很简单的事情，可能是很大的事情，可能是你看不到摸不着的事情，可能是实际上的事情。
Okay, if you can think of it later, when we have communion or later when we're praying, you can offer up that thanks already in your prayer.
你等一下在我们擘饼的时候，你也可以想一想，如果想到的话，你也可以献上感恩。
The next one is, I guess, a little more difficult. I want you to thank a person, a physical person, same thing, for one thing.
那另外一个可能比较难，那我想要你们想一想，有没有一个人也给你做了一些事情，然后你对他很感恩，就是一件事情。
Again, it should be something that you normally don't do.
那我再说一次，这个事情必须是要一些你以前没有做过的事情，就是你没有感恩过的事情。
Right now, again, if you think hard enough, I'm sure you can have plenty of examples at home, in the workplace, in your school.
我想，如果你们仔细想一想的话，不管是在学校、在工作的场合、在家里，应该有很多这个可以感恩的事情。
Okay, perhaps these two things, these two mini goals, can help you.Get and for myself too, help us get into that just attitude and mindset of being thankful.
那这两个最后的两个要你们思考的事情，可能可以帮助我们，帮助你们可以更多的进入到那个感恩的那个态度。
And I personally, I will not complain about the food today. I promise.
那我对我来讲，我今天向你们保证，我今天不会抱怨教会的中餐。
If I do, you should come up to me and say, "Oh, you complain." Okay.
如果我你们听到我抱怨的话，你们可以上来跟我说。
All right, the last question.
那最后一个问题。
Have I accepted God's most wonderful provision, the gift of His Son?
最后一个问题，我是不是已经接受了神给我们的最宝贝的祝福，就是他自己的儿子？
And I would like to invite you, if you've never before, I would like to invite you to consider that, to accept this wonderful gift of God's own Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督成你个人的救主，那我今天要你好好的仔细思考这个问题。
Certainly, we should be grateful and thankful for that.
那我们当然是要怀着一个感恩的心，因为神让他的独生爱子为我们死。
But remember, even though we are sinners, God offers this gift to us, His only Son.
那我们要记得，神是在我们还是罪人的时候，耶稣基督就死在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
And if you are interested in doing that or just learning about what that means, I encourage you, you can ask me or ask Pastor King or some of the deacons.
那如果你想要多了解关于救恩，关于耶稣基督在十字架上为你死的事情，你可以来问我，或是问金牧师，或是问其他的属灵长辈。
All right, and at the very least, I hope that we can all just learn to be grateful and thank God for Jesus Christ.
那最后，我希望我们能够一起彼此的鼓励，常常记得神为我，神在十字架上为我们所成就的。
Please bow your heads.
请低头祷告。
Lord, we confess that we have pride and we have little faith.
主啊，我们向你来承认，主啊，我们常常心里面很少的信心，然后我们有骄傲的罪。
And because of this, we grumble and we complain.
主啊，因为有这个缺乏信心跟骄傲，主啊，所以我们常常在你的面前我们抱怨。
Yet, Lord, in the midst of this, you give us great provisions, including your only Son, Jesus Christ.
主啊，但是即使我们还在抱怨的时候，你就把各样的好处、各样的供应给我们，甚至是你的独生爱子。
Lord, teach us to have thankful hearts.
主啊，求你来教导我们，给我们一个感恩的心。
Show us how to be grateful to one another.
主啊，求你来教导我们怎么样可以来彼此的感恩。
As we follow you and as we try to worship and please you.
当我们继续来跟随你的时候，你教导我们怎么样来感恩，怎么在敬拜里面。
Thank you for the word that we can learn, even though it was written many years ago.
谢谢你，即使这个出埃及记是很久以前写的，让我们今天依然能够来学习。
We pray that you will continue to speak to us.Throughout the week as we leave from this place.
主啊，我祷告在我们离开今天散去的时候，主啊，你依然对我们的心来说话。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen.